بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، اما بعد. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was visited by a delegation called the delegation of Abdul Qais. They had come from very far and they had expressed to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم that we cannot come to you except in certain months of the year. There were certain months of the year like Rajab, Muharram, Zilqada and Zilhijjah that were known and still known, of course, as the Ashharul Hurum, the sacred months. Even in the days of ignorance before Islam, during these 4 months, the Arab tribes used to seize and stop all fights, hostilities, even if there was an ongoing war, for the purposes of travel, and especially because the last 2 months coincided with Hajj, so that people could travel in ease. So they mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we're a Muslim tribe, we can't come to you except in certain months, and they coincide with very hot parts of the year for the next few years. So as a result, give us some advice that will be long lasting. They stay with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for a number of days, in fact. And in the course of that, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches them a few things about their deen. And in addition to that, he stops them from utilizing certain containers. And what he tells them is that do not mix your drinks and do not take your water for that matter in these containers, the skin of a calabash, in other words like pumpkins, etc., scooping the flesh out and making like a container out of it. And he gives them a few things that they should not use and utilize. Now the ulama mentioned why. That these particular things are permitted and halal to use. Anybody could use it, make a container out of it, make an ornament, whatever the case might, out of it. But those particular people were prevented from the usage of these particular items. And the ulama mentioned why. That it was a custom amongst them that they would store their alcoholic beverages and everything that took them away from common sense in these particular type of containers. It was common in their culture, like how certain cultures use different type of containers because that type of product is available for them. It's culturally available for them, hence they've been using it for a long, long time. And even though they've got access to plates and cups these days, it always will feature somewhere inside their house because it is part of their tradition. Now these people, it wasn't only part of their tradition, but they used to actively use it. And he prevented them from it for a number of reasons. Is because that particular utensil and container must not remind them of a pastime that is now haram and prohibited, which is the consumption of alcohol. So there is an indication inside here that where a person is attempting to go on the right path, where a person is making an attempt to do everything that is rightful and righteous, a good component of that exists where a person removes from their life even those things that would seemingly be permitted and allowed so that it doesn't remind them of that previous lifestyle, of that previous sin, of that previous issue, and they are saved from it. And this will apply in everything for that matter. If a person is attempting to get free of a particular habit like alcoholism or drug addiction, the first thing they will tell you that, listen here, you need to change your set of friends. You need to change the very same place or haunts that you used to go to and hang around with that would attract you towards that particular habit. Even certain foods that may even remind you of that particular trait, you need to remove it from your lifestyle and do other things or incorporate other aspects in your lifestyle. Rasulullah ﷺ gave them that particular advice because it was associated with their lifestyle, which would now become haram. The tawbah. Wants to make tawbah. And is on the pathway of tawbah. Sometimes it necessitates that those things which are allowed, those things which are permissible, but because it reminds them of something which may lead a person to a thing which is impermissible, that they put it one side until their particular habit is either completely broken, or if they feel they're not strong enough, replace it with something else that is a worthy replacement. By the way, in that delegation of Abdul Qais, there was a particular person called Ashaj. Rasulullah ﷺ calls him one side and he says, Inni ra'aytu fika, I see inside you khaslatain, two qualities. And I like these two qualities inside you in particular. So he tells Rasulullah ﷺ that the two qualities that you are going to refer to, hal jabaltu, that have I been born with it? Or did I acquire it later on? In other words, are these two qualities such that people are normally born with? Or do people acquire it over time? Rasulullah ﷺ tells him that these two qualities that I'm going to refer to right now, people are born with it. And the lucky few are born with it, or the fortunate few are born with it. Most people will never ever acquire it. And he tells him, Al-Hilmu wal-Anat. These are the two qualities. Forbearance. That a person is able to forbear whatever circumstance and whatever condition comes to them. That no matter what difficulty comes to them, they continue to forbear it, putting their trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are non-complainers in life, and they continue. This is a quality that Rasulullah says that I love and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. Wal anatu, and dignity. That they are a dignified person. That even if they're healthy or they're sick, when they sit and eat, you can see that this person here is sitting with dignity. When he greets with dignity in a dignified way. Even if the individual is rushing somewhere, even in that haste of his, he seems to be a very prim and proper and a dignified person in the way he goes about doing his things. Rasulullah ﷺ tells him that I've been observing you in this delegation for a long time, and these two qualities that I like and I love amongst you, and they are from the qualities of Iman. To this extent that Rasulullah ﷺ mentions, Al-anatu min Allah. That dignity is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wal-ujlatu, and haste. For a person now to be like a slapdash individual is from shaitan. Is from the qualities of shaitan. In other words, it's influenced by shaitan. Once Rasulullah sees a person running to the masjid, it's amongst the adabs and etiquette of salah that you come for salah in a dignified way. So he sees him coming because obviously he was late, like how sometimes iqamah is on. And now you, for some reason or the other, because you woke up late or traffic or whatever, you have arrived in the parking lot or leaving your house, you know, late. And he sees him running. And he stops him right there. He says, listen here, whatever you get from your salah, get it in a dignified way. But do not haste and do not rush in such a way that you will get that extra rakat, but your mind will be elsewhere. You will get that extra rakat, but you would have arrived in an undignified way. Whatever you get, you perform. Whatever you did not perform, you get up and you complete it on your own. What he was advising him and telling him is that you're acquiring something, be it of deen. Let it be small, but let it be in a dignified, proper way. It will end up being more beneficial for a person than haste inside their life that will lack concentration. It will lack a composure of dignity, and at the end of the day, a person will have ticked the box. Yes, I came for that extra rakat. I came for salah on time. I got all my four rakats. But the ticking of the box is not the objective. What is the objective? That the arriving of a person and getting the most of the little bit that they did acquire in a good and in a proper way is far more superior than just merely ticking one box that I've arrived and got all four and my job and my day is done. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.